This is Scott Becker, and thank you for joining the Becker Group Business Strategy 15-Minute Podcast. I'm a partner at McGuire Woods and the publisher and founder of Becker's Healthcare. I'm thrilled today to be joined by the founder and chief executive officer of Crawford Strategy, Marion Crawford. Marion's built a highly successful business. Marion, why don't I get started by asking you to tell us about yourself and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you, Scott. First of all, I want to thank you for having me on your show today. It's a real honor. I am, as you said, the founder and CEO of Crawford Strategy, which is a full-service marketing and branding agency based in Greenville, South Carolina. And I started this business back in 2010, so March will be our 9th anniversary. But my background, what led me to start the business, was really a desire to share really important stories. So I graduated from UVA and went on to work at NBC in New York and got the television news bug. So ended up back in South Carolina at the CBS affiliate as a writer and producer, and then later turned into a reporter for the ABC affiliate in Asheville. And loved all of that ability to share important information with other people, but did not love the working nights and weekends, and which was my schedule. So shifted gears and moved into the sales and business development role for what's now a global distributor of barcoding and scanning equipment, ScanSource. And after many years of doing that, I decided I wanted to start my own business. And I really wanted to combine the ability to tell important stories with my sales and marketing experience from ScanSource, and decided that the way to do that was to start a PR firm, and which actually, when I started it in 2010, we opened as a PR firm, but very quickly I realized we needed to be a full service marketing and branding agency in order to meet our clients' needs. And that's really how I got where I am today.
You started this in 2010. How many employees do you have today? What were your first kinds of accounts, and what kind of companies are you serving today? Just to give us an example of the types of companies you work with.
Sure. Well, when I started back in 2010, I had myself and two other employees. So that was how we got started. It was pretty small, pretty nimble. I did a lot of the actual work myself, and some of our early clients were very fortunate to have them still today. So we cut our teeth really in the healthcare arena. Greenville Health System, which has been a longtime wonderful client, has recently merged with another health system and is becoming a $4.3 billion health system called Prisma Health. So we have worked with them from the beginning. We also have had the privilege of working in the financial services industry from the very beginning, and today have a bank based in Georgia, or headquartered in Georgia, that's about a $12.5 billion bank as a client, and their United Community Bank, fabulous client of ours. But really the areas of expertise that we've developed have focused mostly on healthcare, financial services, and more recently, the travel and tourism industry, working with coastal destinations like North Myrtle Beach and mountain destinations like Maggie Valley and Waynesville and Haywood County. But then the higher education is becoming another niche of ours, where we're really focused on helping universities and colleges reach their target market, their students. And so working with Southern Wesleyan University, as well as USC Upstate.
Congratulations. And how many employees do you have today? I mean, you started with three, just 8 to 9 years ago. You're starting on your 9th anniversary shortly. How many employees does the business have today?
As I said, we started with three employees back in 2010, and we've grown to about 31 today, and we're hiring, which is always exciting. We're continuing to grow. We're very fortunate that we have had some really great clients who have grown while we've worked with them, and as they have grown, we have too. We're really fortunate. The fastest growing area of our business today is really in the digital space. So making sure that our clients have optimized their website and their content, and they're reaching all of their target markets online, and the various ways we can do that, whether it's through organic social or paid social or the search engine marketing. We've got a number of people we've recently added to the team to really give us a deeper bench in that arena because it's so very important to our clients today.
Thank you. And so you've grown from 3 to 30. You're serving clients that are tens of billions of dollars in revenues themselves. You've really driven this fantastically well with this great mix of business development and execution for clients. The fact that your first clients are still with you is, I think, one of the great compliments in business, the long-term client relationships that you've been taking care of them for so long. Let me switch gears for a moment. You've built this business from scratch. Tell us three of your thoughts or keys to business development. What's worked and that you could share with others in building a business?
Well, I might hit this answer a little from the side, and we can talk about straight up business development, but also I think keys to growth, they're very similar, but not exactly the same. I think number one, for me personally, hard work has been a very critical part of our success. The fact that when there's a job to be done and it needs to get done, that I and the people around me that I've surrounded myself with are very focused on making sure that that gets done. I think that's sort of a foundation on which everything else rests. Then I think there are two real keys to growing a successful business, and my job is to make sure we have both, and they are great clients and a great team. Because great clients, if you can do great work for them and keep them happy and help them grow, they will potentially grow with you, meaning that your business with them is going to grow. And then also they can refer other clients or be a great testimonial for you to use in your business development efforts. So great clients are a great resource for you to grow your business. And then a great team, because obviously this is a lesson I learned early on, and it was a difficult lesson for me. When I was doing a lot of the work myself, I didn't necessarily understand the value of a great team. But as the work has grown and I've had to let go of some of that doing, it is extremely important that you surround yourself with people who are like-minded and have a similar sense of urgency about being responsive and delivering great value. But from a business development standpoint, I think one of the key things I would say, and I'm not trying to pat ourselves in this business on the back, but marketing really does work. And so for any business, it's important to tell your story. And for me, when I didn't have a budget, really, when I was first starting out, the way I told my story was literally one person at a time, taking them for coffee and letting them know what we were doing over here at Crawford. And that continues today. Every month, I have a number of coffees or lunches or breakfasts with people just to let them know what we're doing. But then beyond that, making sure you think about all of the ways you can tell your story, you know, on your owned media, where your website, your blog. What are you sharing with the world? Making sure that you're thinking about your earned media, that PR, you know, where you get out there and you're working with, you know, it used to be traditional journalists. Today, it's as much traditional journalists as it is social influencers. And then making sure you think about paid media if you've got the budget for it. And so, you know, making sure that you've got a complete marketing strategy, to me, is a fundamental component to business development.
Thank you so much. It's just some great answers and thoughts. What I heard from you is four or five different things. Hard work is at the cornerstone of a lot of this, and doing great work for clients is the best leader of a new business and keeping business. Second is, you mentioned this combination of constantly focusing on great clients and great teams, that nothing gets done well in your business without teams behind you. Third, you mentioned a really constant marketing plan and marketing strategy, and it really revolves around ultimately telling your story. That could be through social media, it could be individual, one potential customer at a time, and understanding all the different ways you can tell the story of the company. And then fourth, you know, some sort of comprehensive marketing or business plan to develop business. And I think what you said resonates so well in that the marketing, and you're a marketing firm, is so important. But what keeps the customers coming back is the constantly great execution and the team that's needed for that as well. So just very, very helpful. Let me ask you a follow-up question. How do you keep yourself motivated and going every day to keep building the business? What gets you going each day to continue to make this so successful and so great? I know it's got your name on the door, but how do you get yourself going every day to make this continue to thrive and flourish?
You know, that is a really great question. And I tell you, it's a combination of things. First of all, I am a big podcast listener, so I am thrilled to be on your podcast. But I love to listen to people who have built things before and who share their story, because I realize when I hear someone who's built a multi-million, multi-billions in some cases, company from the ground up, it's hard, but you can do it. And those kinds of messages really help me. I also read a lot of business-oriented books. One of the early books that I read, which really helped me think about how to position Crawford Strategy as a great company, was the book by Jim Collins, Good to Great, and then later Great by Choice. But those are two among many that I have read, just really constantly seeking to get more information and more sources of, I guess, inspiration for me to continue to do what we do. I set goals. One of my annual habits is, and has been from the very beginning, we have a couple of things that we've been doing from the beginning, and one of mine is to set goals for the company that I share with the employees. And when you have those goals, whether they are seem unattainable or not, it is amazing how that helps drive your momentum and drive your forward progress, because without it, I just think you can spin around in circles and do some work, but not necessarily make progress. So for me, it's been very helpful to have goals.
I'm going to ask you one question about that, and there's great debate about this in business. Do people set stretch goals, or do they set achievable goals? And there's a lot of different theory on both sides of the table that teams are far better off sometimes setting achievable goals, strong but achievable goals, because it builds confidence in teams, or some teams are hell-bent on setting what they call stretch goals, and they may or may not make them, but they get them, you know, close to where they want to be. What are your thoughts on setting goals? Do you set goals that are unachievable but exciting, or achievable and build confidence? How do you look at goal setting? And I ask the question in all sincerity, because you've built crazy success, and I know people go about goal setting in different ways. Any thoughts on that question?
It's funny that you asked, because I think some of my leadership team would tell you that I may set unachievable goals or stretch goals. But what I would say back to that is that we have been amazingly successful at achieving things that we did not think were possible. And truly, at the end of the year, when we have hit a revenue goal that everyone thought was unattainable, and we did it, it's a really exciting thing. Now, that said, some of the goals we don't hit, but we've marked our progress along the way. And we may have, like, I have an overarching goal right now that is to create a culture of continuous improvement. I set that goal last year, and it will be in place again this year. And then under that umbrella, we have financial goals, we have operational goals, and we have people goals. And in all of those cases, I would say that I have some combination of probably what most people would say are stretch goals, and maybe there would be one or two that are more or less achievable, but not a given. I never said anything that's a given. We got to work to get there.
Thank you very much. We're going to wrap up, Marion, and let me do this. Let me ask if you'd be willing to share your contact information. How do they reach you in Crawford Strategy, so our listeners can find you if they'd like to work with you or find a way to ask you for more advice?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. First of all, they can email me, and my name is Marion with an O, M-A-R-I-O-N, at CrawfordStrategy.com. And then obviously they're welcome to call 864-232-2302. And our website is always a great place, CrawfordStrategy.com. And would love for anyone who's interested in telling their brand story and using that story to achieve their goals, I'd certainly love to talk with them.
Thank you, Marion. You've been a wonderful guest, and just congratulations on the tremendous growth of your business. It's simply been amazing to watch happen over the last several years. So congratulations, and I appreciate you so much sharing your thoughts and story today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's really been a pleasure. And I would just say right back at you that it's been a pleasure to watch you and all the work that you're doing, the great things you've done. And I'm sure there's more to come on both sides. I hope so, anyway.
Well, thank you very much.